Hi friends, and welcome to another episode of the Impactivity Podcast. My name is Rachel, and today I'm continuing our conversation on gratitude. So, again, if you're anything like me, gratitude is coming at you from all sides, even from this podcast. I'm sorry for that, but I'm not sorry for that. But I was leaving one church service this month about gratitude, and I was super excited because I was becoming grateful for things that were really hard to be grateful for. I was mad at a friend, and sitting there in that sermon made me grateful for who they are and the presence that they've been in my life. And I felt myself softening to them, which was amazing and something that I definitely wanted. But also, I was like, wait, hold up a minute. I can't let this overtake the real feelings that I have. The real feelings of hurt and pain and distrust. All of these things that are part of the real thing that's happening. Yes, I am grateful for their friendship and I'm grateful for their place in my life. But I think sometimes when we start to only look at the good things, which is something that we probably do not do enough of, looking at the good things. But I just want to warn you too, just because we're looking at the good things does not mean that the bad things don't exist. Both of them can exist simultaneously. We can be grateful for someone and mad at them. Both of those things can be true at the same time, and it feels counterintuitive. But what I came to realize is that I did want to be softened to that friend. It allows me to really examine my feelings, understand what I want, how to be a friend to them. But I didn't want that to go so far that it negated my real feelings of pain. So I had to find that balance of saying, I still love you. I'm not going to let the pain overtake that. There are still good things about this relationship. But also, I feel pain. And we need to work through that. We need to work it out, figure out our way through it. And that is like so hard. Because I think so often I go to one extreme or the other, and maybe you're like me too. On one side, I just feel mad and I can't see anything good about them at all. Everything is bad, and why are we doing this? And on the other, all I see are the good things, the beautiful things, and I ignore and suppress all of the bad feelings that I may have. And neither one of those things is healthy. Neither one of those things is a good way to live. So, as we talk about gratitude, as you're hearing about gratitude left and right, I want to encourage you to make sure that you're staying present. There's still pain. That's still a reality. Don't let the gratitude get in the way of that. Let it soften it, but don't let it change it. Because when it changes it, you have to be very careful that you're not just suppressing it. And it's going to come out later in ways that are not good. Make sure that you are fully feeling the pain and the hurt. Gratitude may completely change your perspective, and that would be amazing. But if it doesn't completely change your perspective, don't hide from the pain, because that's just as important as the good.